Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I just have some feedback from when we had that Fallen Climber. I don't know how many of you read that, but just thought I'd go over that. But before I get started, I want to let everyone know Hubble Foundation has a new logo. It's pretty cool. It's at the bottom of the post. Scroll down, and you can click on it, and you'll go to Hubble's webpage where you can make a donation, okay? And I just want to bring that up to you guys because, you know, Hubble's always improving. They're doing everything they can for the Tower Climbers' families, and it's very important. And speaking of injuries, which is really what they deal with, well, they deal with the aftermath and the families and trying to support the families after an injury or, you know, God forbid, a death, which as far as I know, we haven't had any this year. Thank God. But the other thing, workman's comp must be a real issue in D.C., which you think it always would be, but it seems to come and go. But right now, I wanted to put a link in there for you guys. The Department of Labor put something out called Adding Inequality to Injury. It's a PDF explaining how the injury leads to not only a serious loss of income, but also, you know, really changes your lifestyle. So I put that in there if you guys are interested. It's put out by the Department of Labor, and, you know, form your own opinion, give me feedback, whatever. Just tell me what's going on. So I'm going to read through. I have two comments this week. I'll try to make it quick. I know you guys like shorter podcasts. So the first one is, it appears this is becoming a frequent occurrence, and thank God he was rescued without injury. But Wade, we shouldn't have to be in the rescue business. If there is a platform on the tower, the workers should be able to work on it and not have to hang under it with a 40-pound safety harness restricting your ability to climb back up. Why not lower the platform 3 feet and mount the antennas in the handrail? I agree. Totally agree. The improvement would not only eliminate the need for rescue missions, but would also place the owner in compliance with the Provide a Safe Workplace regulation as required by OSHA. I lost a friend last year in a hunting accident caused by wearing a safety harness. Evidently, he fell out of the tree and he was unable to climb back up to get loose. And he was a very physical guy. He unbuckled his leg straps, hoping to slip out the bottom of the belt, but never made it. When they found him, the belt was up around his chest cavity, and he probably suffocated. And that's by Richard Bell. He put his name on there, so I put his name on there. Richard is a longtime tower climber. He's a good guy. But there's one thing I wanted you guys to know. When it comes to wearing safety equipment, you have to make sure the equipment fits. This is a real problem in the industry. A lot of people get equipment and they don't try it on or it doesn't fit properly and they make do with it. Let me tell you something. I got a smaller frame. I'm only 5'10". I wear a medium. I tighten everything up to where it's comfortable and to where I won't slip out. You have to find that medium where it's not so tight your legs go numb or you can't breathe, but you also have to make sure that it fits. And that was a problem this year with, if any of you know Kathy Hudson, she lost her son because he had the wrong size safety harness on. He slipped out, and something very similar happened. So it's very important you know your PPE and you understand it, okay? Now, as for mounting the equipment where you can access it, I wholeheartedly agree. For some reason, these guys don't plan ahead, or because a lot of the stuff they build on the ground and then lift up and attach. But if they would just take some time and plan it for easy maintenance access. But what happens with these installers that I see is a lot of installers, they either don't think about maintenance, one, or two, they think, well, if we do it, we'll repel, we'll have a crew of four, blah, blah, blah. And they come up with this elaborate plan of what they would do. But the reality is you shouldn't do that. You should come up with the easiest way to maintain it, because maintenance is not done in perfect weather conditions, usually done in crappy weather when things go wrong or icy or cold. And usually you don't have the luxury of being able to rappel down all the time. And if you do, then two men have to climb. If there's one thing I learned about maintenance is about, conserving your time and conserving your efforts, usually done in two-man teams. And that's one thing that I think they miss here. When these four-man crews go out and they have all day and they rig it up, they should rig it up safely. Now, with the design that's done, a lot of the tower owners, you know, the Crown Castles, American Towers, SBAs, and so on, they sort of like the equipment under the platform. The reason is because the weight was on the bottom then, not on the top. When it's on the top, there's a lot of stress on the platform. When it's on the bottom, gravity's just pulling down on it. At least that's what I was told. You know, if you're a mechanical engineer, tower guy, let me know. But I agree with you. I like it above. I like it hanging above where you can work on it and you can actually get to the equipment without trying to rappel or hang over the side. But, you know, this isn't the first time. I mean, how many have we had in 2014? We've had so many. So, Richard, thank you for your comment. So, the next one is, I'm well aware of Oh, this is the next comment. Sorry. I am well aware of situations like this. The company I worked for last winter took in a new class, 21 started, 12 finished, of men with no previous experience. And after 1 week of approximately 3 weeks, after 1 week of training and approximately 3 weeks of mentorship under guys with somewhere between 3 months and 2 years of experience, they began dividing us off into crews, which the supposed construction manager asked me to help with because I was a smart one. The rest of the guys got stuck with, The rest of the guys got stuck with experienced climbers, but I was writing reports by my second week and pressured into taking over my own truck and crew by week five. No previous experience, mind you. Anyway, in just a few months, I witnessed my partner being blown off the tower. He's okay. The cable grab worked because we were told to climb in 25 mile an hour winds and 40 mile an hour gusts, minus 10 air temps. Yeah, that sucks. And I knew a guy, same thing. He was blown off the tower and he had a safety climb on. Thank God. I kept him on the ground for a week after that. It shook him up. And that's what you're supposed to do. Psychologically, if someone has a near miss or a fall like that, he didn't fall, but let's say he got pulled off the tower that way, it's good to let him on the ground and recover. So let me continue. On that same day, my other guy had the tip of his index finger ripped off, raising a new radio. He couldn't even feel it. So what he did, he had the tip of his finger ripped off because his fingers went numb. They were trying to bring a radio up, and then he probably saw it and he might have freaked out. But he's okay now too. But no workers' comp or paid medical attention. I patched him up myself. And last Christmas, we were out in an ice storm at 10 p.m. in an ice storm trying to complete our fourth site of the day under orders. No code for that gate, so we were told to climb the fence. Anybody else was willing to... Let me rephrase that. Nobody else was willing, so I gave it a try, but by the... Let me start over. I'm really trying here. I read this three times. I don't know why. I just feel a little silly here. Nobody else was willing to give it a try, but by about 80 feet, the ice was an inch thick, and I was getting ridiculous. I think he meant to say I was getting ridiculously cold. Oh, it was getting ridiculous. I tell you, I don't know what I'm reading here. It was about an inch thick. It was getting ridiculous. So I came down and we got home for early Christmas morning. So they got home early Christmas morning. So here are guys that were pushed, you know, to work Christmas Eve. And they did it. You know, sometimes you got to push back. A couple of months later, my partner ended up with a staph infection in his arm, and he was too sick to do anything, let alone be available for a rescue. If I got in trouble, yet we were kept in the field and ordered to go out anyway. See, and here's a guy trying to do good for his company, and his company just sort of screwed him over. He laid in the front seat of the truck and tried to keep an occasional eye with binoculars. I could go on, but you get the point. I never saw a man fall, but we were constantly put in the position to make an already dangerous occupation simply ludicrous, all for $12 an hour. I love climbing. The problem is, as I noted up there, I was forced to learn fast, but I am seeking a reputable company that offers a good training program, a little respect for its employees, their family, and the quality of work, and OSHA safety standards. If interested, and he gives his number, his name is Heath Jabs. He's at 989-449-2413, heathjabs@gmail.com. Now listen, his kid's a good kid, and here he is trying to do right by his company, and his company just abuses him, and they really don't have the respect, and this kid's one day is going to learn to, you know, talk back to his boss, and if they fire him, he's got to deal with that too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I wish you the best, Heath. I really do. I hope everything works out for you. And I know people get in these situations, and this is what I'm talking about. These are the things that the experienced tower climbers, the guys that have been doing it for broadcast for 20 years, they don't see this because they have a structured organization that is well run. And this isn't the kind of things that you see from companies that have a safety culture that goes from the top down. This isn't the kind of things you see from reputable companies that care about their employees. Now, I know we speak about these companies a lot, or I do. But there's a lot of companies out there that do care about their people. So if you guys are looking, why don't you hire this Heath and give the kid a job, will you? Seems like a good kid. You can talk to him. Got his number and his email on there. It's worth a try, right? So anyways, if you guys have an opinion on this, feedback form's in there. I'll put you in my email list, which I've been really busy. I got to put one out this month before I go out to IWCE, and that's where I'm going to be next week. I'm going to be at IWCE. On March 17th, I don't know when you're listening to this, but on March, I'm obviously recording this a week before, but on March 17th, I'll be out at IWCE, and my talk is going to be on the tower climber's job and safety, and I'm basically going to go over what the tower climber does and the safety, and this is mostly, IWCE is mostly public safety and utilities companies. And they're out there, you know, to look at what communications they can do. So, and I know there's going to be a couple training companies out there and so on. And I give a talk on a Tuesday at a round table. Sharp Smith from AGL is going to be the moderator for our group. And come on out. If you have a pass, I think you can get in. So come on out. Come on in. Listen to me talk. Talk to me afterwards. I'd love to, like, network with all you guys and talk to you guys. All right. Okay, everyone, be smart, be safe, pay attention to what you're doing. And if you can, make a plan, follow a plan, but don't be afraid to adapt, improvise, and overcome. I throw it all in there together because, you know, if you're on a site, that's what you have to do. You have to do a little bit of everything, but most of all, pay attention to what you're doing. Pay attention to the safety plan. And when you guys have downtime, practice safety. Read about it, talk about it, go over the safety plan that you have in the company, and try to make it better. See ya.